Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. All right, it is a very, very special day. It is the Furry Friend Pet Adoption of the Week, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe. We have Becky on the phone. Becky, how are you? It's been so long since I've gotten to talk to you. So everything good?
Yes, everything's great.
That's good. That's good. So typically you're in the studio with us with a cute little pet that we like to put out on the airwaves. And unfortunately, things are a little different now, so we have to do it over the phone. But you know what? We're still going to get it out there, and we're still going to put the good word out for you guys and this loving pet that is looking for a home. So just tell us a little bit who you have today and what's going on.
We have Clifford we're featuring. Clifford came in with six other kittens that were rescued just recently, but he's probably been in the between 8 and 12 weeks old. Mm-hmm. He had his first shots. He'll be getting his second shots this next week. So he's definitely healthy and happy and playful and needs to go to another home. Okay. So that we can bring in more kittens, because there's always a waiting list. He's being featured on the radio station today. And then his brother, which we think is his brother, but one that came in with the same litter, a little orange kitten named Copper, is being featured in the newspaper. And they're just kind of your perfect, very, you know, if you come in the room, they run to you. They want to play with you. They're very people-oriented. They're good with kids and other cats. We haven't had a chance to trust them with dogs yet, but just by their personalities, I don't think there would be a problem.
You can tell. So now, do they come as a pair? Can you get them individually? How are you guys doing that?
We honestly do two for ones, especially during kitten season. Cats are usually kind of healthier if you get them, if you have two, especially if you're working, because they keep each other occupied. So it's not like the minute you walk in the house, they're like, play with me. You know, you get a chance to, like, have a little space and stuff. And then, you know, they're more than happy to play with you and cuddle in the evening and stuff. But it just works really well to have two if you can do that, if you don't have other pets or, you know, like family members in and out all day to give them attention. But so we do quite often do, you know, adoptions two for one. So they are available together. It's not a necessity. They're all, you know, they just need great homes, because, like I said, we have a waiting list. And these two are definitely ready to go. There's two gray ones, a male and a female, that are solid gray, and two little black ones, a male and a female. The black ones came in separately, but they're really good, you know, but everybody has a little bit of a different personality, and Clifford seems to be just the most vivacious, you know, playful. You know, when you have to write these descriptions, you're always saying, you know, playful, curious, loving, and it sounds very stale, but he's just kind of embodies all those categories.
You know, absolutely, and they sound like beautiful, beautiful cats looking for a beautiful home to go to. So, you know, I have a special spot in my heart for cats, and my heart's hurting knowing that these cats are looking for a home. So, you know, maybe do something, a good deed over the weekend, Labor Day weekend. Maybe you need a new pet or somebody else in the household to make you feel a little bit better, and this is a perfect situation for you. So Becky, maybe give us some details on how to do so, how we can adopt the pet, and location, phone number, and all those fixings.
I've been mainly putting people through our Facebook page. We have a group Facebook page, Animalative Southwestern Michigan group site, and we have an adoptable animal page. We also have our website, which is animalaidswmi for southwestmichigan.org. We are a 501c3. The phone number we use is my home ground line, and it's 269-926-4279. If you leave a message, I definitely try to get back to people in a couple days. You know, we obviously answer emergency calls first, but and sometimes I have to gather information. You know, if someone says I'm looking for a kitten, I have to call and see what we're talking about and then look at all who's available. So I honestly haven't. We've done the radio station thing today. Thank you so much for having us. And I haven't mentioned the phone number, so thanks for prompting me on that.
Absolutely. So. Hey, Becky, we really, really love and appreciate what you guys do over there. And just, the, you know, the kind heart that you bring to the airwaves and to all the animals out there looking for homes. Without you guys, it would be a catastrophe. So thank you so much for what you guys do over there and looking for a home for Clifford and his friends over there in the litter. So thank you once again.
And thank you.
And everything good? Everything all right over there?
Yep. You have the video, so are you? You'll be able to put that on your site, so they can always see Clifford in his playfulness on the videos.
Absolutely.
With the radio station.
Perfect.
And especially Rock 107.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You can check that out on our Facebook page. So Becky, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is the Furry Friend Pet Adoption of the Week, brought to you by Mason Jar Cafe. And get there, check out that video, and if you need a loving pet, Becky is there to hook you up. So thanks again, Becky.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.